This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. This is the last part of this message. You are tuned in to WGOD Radio. This is the radio broadcast that takes 15 minutes a day, and I want to help you tune in to where God is speaking. See, God's always speaking. He's always, to use a radio term, being a radio man and a pastor here, God's always broadcasting. He always has something to say. He's never silent. The secret is to know and go to where He's speaking. And He speaks in His word. God's got a lot to say here today and every day. When we tune into His frequency today, we're looking at what's going to happen here coming up in the future. And one of the places to go is the book of Revelation. We read in chapter 12, verse 9, so that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. You know, I open up the program here today thinking, ask the question, you know, you ever wonder what Satan does in his spare time? There's the answer. Accuse you, friend, of all the sins, not the ones you have, the ones you commit today, all of your sins. And I've come to the realization that's the only time that he doesn't have to lie. And he accuses you and I before God day and night of our sins. What do you do? Well, we're going to find the answer to that today as we wrap up this message now. What do you do? There's an answer for that. That's what we're going to look at. Friends, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church Sunday morning, 10:30. My sermon is the doctrine of the rapture. Then after that, the Antichrist the week after, the false prophet the week after that. There's some exciting things going on at Island Community Church. You are invited. If you go to another church, hey, tune in right here to WGOD Radio at 7 a.m. or 8:45 p.m. or on WWBC at 11:45 in the morning. You'll hear the message right here. Stick with us. This is the last part of this message now. The last trumpet.
Have you ever wondered what Satan does in his spare time? Here it is right here. Accuse you. Day and night. And I'm convinced too that this is the only time that Satan does not have to lie. When he talks about your sins. Why lie? It's the only truth Satan ever speaks. Your sins. Your sins. He can be as truthful as the day is long in Alaska in July. When he's concerning your sins. And that's what he does in his spare time. Is tell God everything you've done and all of your sins. What are you going to do? What did they do? Let's find out what they did. Verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Three things. Number one, their sins were obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So number one, their sins were obliterated. This is the only time God has amnesia, it's with your sins. This is why the blood is so serious and why God treats it as so sacred and serious. It's the blood of his son. And it obliterates your sins when you turn and repent of them. Number two, they overcame by the word of their testimony. That is, left hand on a stack on a Bible, raise up your right hand, and you say, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's my Lord. Because the demons believe and tremble. But is he your Lord? That's how they overcame. The blood washed away their sins. They overcame by the word of their testimony, Jesus Christ is my Lord. He said, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and before his angels. That's how we do baptisms here in this church. You proclaim to everyone, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord and he's my Lord. And when you say that, the Lord Jesus says that, says your names and speaks your name up in heaven right before God. That's a good thing. Three, they practice the verse I give you every week in this church. John 12:25. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it. I'm sorry, let me read the whole verse again. He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. All right, let's wrap up this chapter and this message here now. Verse 12, therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time. Boy, what a time on planet Earth. The devil is now, to use a colloquialism here, madder than a wet hornet. And we finally see, we've always wondered if he really thinks he can win. Now we see. He knows he's going to lose this. He knows he has but a short time. He knows his future. Verse 13, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman that gave birth to the male child. Who's the woman? Right. So once again, Satan's going to take out his animosity on the Jews. He's been doing that for thousands of years, hasn't he? Now he's going to do it again. He persecuted the woman that gave birth to the male child, Christ. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. Eagle? United States, maybe? I don't know. That's what we're known as, the eagle. It's on our coin, it's on our flag, isn't it? Used to be. The eagle, the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wind. Meaning, this is symbolism. Someone's going to help Israel. Whatever the eagle is referring to here, someone's going to help them out. The woman was given two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for, here we go again, a time, times, and half a time, 3.5 years, from the presence of the serpent. Again, our key number in these chapters, 11 through 13, Israel will be protected from the presence of the serpent for 3.5 years. Verse 15, so the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, comma, who keep the commandments of God and those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. All right, well, let's close off today with the same promise for how do we overcome. It's simple, it's one verse. They and we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and that we did not love our lives to the death. So, how do you stack up on that? How do you stack up on that? Have your sins been atoned for by the blood? Are you able to stand before him not guilty? Remember, he said, pray you be counted worthy to escape all these things and stand before the Son of Man. How are you doing on that? Number two, the word of their testimony. How do you stack up? You too can overcome Satan and have your name written in the book of life and have eternal life if you can do the same as these guys did. Have your sins atoned for in the blood. Now the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. It's blood that cleanses us from sin. Even back to Adam and Eve, when they sinned, God clothed them with an animal skin. Somebody had to die. An innocent bystander had to die. Some innocent animal had to die and shed their blood to put them in clothes. Same thing with you and I. The innocent bystander's name was Jesus. And he shed his blood so that you and I could be forgiven of sins. How are you doing on that? And by the word of their testimony, that is, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, sweat and all. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. He can deal with my sweat. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. How are you doing with that? And thirdly, they did not love their lives unto the death. Now, just as a confession, I'm still working on that one. I'm not there yet. I would hope in crunch time, I would be. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.